Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all, I mean, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I got two more texts, and then I'm going to jump on a breaking news story. It's kind of breaking. It's been out for about a couple hours, but JT Lacey Spring says, you're going on a movie tangent, Quigley Down Under. Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That is, I love Tom Selleck, too, by the way. That's Tom Selleck at his best right there. He made a good cowboy. He just did. John from Harvest says, Adventures in Woke World is funny when they are not in power. When they're in power like now, it's not because it's serious. Yeah, that's even the ones who aren't necessarily in power, but they're getting away with it. That's what I keep finding stories. So yeah, we someday soon we're gonna find another monkeypox or, you know, something else to laugh at. That's anyway. Adventures in Woke World is coming back soon, I guarantee. So here's a breaking news story for you. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Hunter Biden. Man, that guy's a train wreck. Hunter Biden, you may recall that just a few weeks ago, how long has it been? A month? Month and a half? He was subpoenaed for a deposition. And so let's make sure we clear the air on what's what. So a closed-door deposition is not uncommon. That is where, without the hindrances of the press and without the grandstanding statements being made by various people who wanted to support and defend, or, you know, demean and terrorize, all that kind of grandstanding goes out the window. You're in a closed-door sworn statement testimony, and you're providing answers to questions with the presence of an attorney to advise you when you have rights and you're not, you know, don't answer this, that's a violation, just claim, plead the fifth, whatever. He was supposed to come and give sworn testimony in a closed-door deposition. Do you know how many times Trump's kids did? Something like 40 hours of testimony given by Trump siblings or Trump children. Unreal. Hunter Biden? Nope. What did he do? He showed up. He gave a little press conference. He showed up late, by the way. Then he gave a little press conference outside where he said his side of the story and left. Defying the subpoena, he just left. He was very cagey. He did not show up on the steps of the House side of the Capitol because technically he would have been subject to the House, what do they call him, something at arms? What's the word I'm looking for there? Not sergeant at arms. Maybe it is sergeant at arms. Anyway.
That's all that comes to my mind.
House enforcement, their jurisdiction. He went over to the Senate side and stood on the Senate steps because he knew that they wouldn't do a thing because Schumer controls that one. And he left. So today was a hearing, and it was a House Oversight Committee was having a hearing on the articles of, drawing up the articles on whether or not to hold him in contempt. Hunter Biden showed up for the hearing. Kid you not. Hunter Biden and his two lawyers, his lawyers are Abby Lowell and Kevin Morris, and they are, you know, the kind of wild-haired, you know, super criminal defense attorneys. He's got the big best ones he can find. They show up and sit there in the gallery glaring with their arms crossed, like they're there for a purpose, like to stare everybody down. Threw the room into chaos. Headline on Fox News right now says, Hunter Biden makes a shocking appearance at his own contempt hearing. He was not supposed to be there. He was not called to be there. It was not time for him to be there. It was also not the purpose of that hearing for him to be there. He showed up. Why? It's grandstanding. He showed up, and apparently a few key Democrats knew it was going to happen. Go figure. Few key Democrats, they knew it was going to happen, and they had their prepared statements. And they went on and on about, you have been demanding that he show up and give testimony. Well, here he is. Well, that is such crap. So let me tell you, I've been lawyering now about 20 years, right? I can distinctly recall more than once. There was this one case. I had a case once that lasted 7 years. If you get down to it, that's a third of my legal career. I had one case that lasted 7 years. I want to say we had something like 12 separate depositions. We mediated three times. You know, we were in court constantly. And I was wearing out these big law firms from Birmingham and Mobile. And they hated it. And twice we went to do depositions and they would try to pull a fast one on me. Because they know what happens is you go in prepared, right? The lawyer comes in. If you stack the depositions and you're going to see witness A and then witness B, you prepare your questions for witness A, and you might be laying the foundation for what you're then going to ask witness B, because you're going to say, in the previous deposition, which you were in the room for, you heard him say yada, yada, yada. So what do they do? Oh, A can't be here for a while, so let's go ahead and start with B. Excuse me, I'm the one that issued the subpoenas. You don't get the luxury of changing it. Well, he's not available. I mean, he's at a doctor's appointment or something. We can't get him. He'll be here around noon. So what do? Then you're stuck. They pulled a fast one, and they got the. So I said, well, you know what? You guys get to sit in the other room while I retool my strategy. How about that? And I did. I had to retool my strategy and get ready. That's exactly what Hunter Biden is doing. He knew that what would happen today is if he showed up like this, he would be able to say later on, we showed up and they wouldn't question me. Well, nobody knew you were coming, Goomba. And nobody knew you were going to be there. Your attorneys are pulling a fast one, a PR stunt. And by the way, you were not going to be given the luxury of having all your Democrat buddies come to your aid in a public hearing without first doing your closed-door deposition. Because the closed-door deposition is the one in which later on they'll say, during your deposition, you said, and then cross-examine him in the public eye. This was crap. This was crap on the part of his attorneys. It was crap on the part of Hunter Biden. And don't tell me for a second that Joe Biden didn't know it was happening. Absolute crap. If a Republican did that, the press would still be excoriating him right now. It'd be international news. They would be calling for heads to roll. But no. You can be Hunter Biden. You can crack pipes and whores. You can do all you want to do. You can video it. You can just pretend the video evidence is not real. You can do all the stuff. You can get money. Millions from China. Millions from other foreign nations. Millions from Ukraine. You can have witnesses that testify to what you said and did. You can even get your daddy, the vice president, on the phone with your clients. You can fly to your business meetings on Air Force Two. It's awesome. Because you're Hunter Biden. It's okay. And then you can show up and sit there and look like you're somebody at a hearing that you weren't called to, despite the fact that you defied the subpoena on the previous hearing and now claim victory in some way. What are you doing?
I think the thing that rolls through my mind is you play games like this, you're just going to open up more doors for more silly shenanigans and just a giant waste of time, because I mean you're gonna push to where, okay, well now Republicans are got to do, you know, I mean, not gonna be as bad, but we're just a never-ending cycle. Quit playing games. Like, come follow the procedures,
do your thing,
do the thing, and move on. Like, it's so childish. And I, you know, I think about, like, how do I look at my kids and be like, yeah, these are the adults that are running the country, and this is what you should, this is the way we're going to behave.
It's a complete disrespect for the American public.
It's awful.
It's a complete disrespect for the American public. They absolutely could care less what your opinion is. It's about what they want and what they're going to do. I mean, well, and granted, I realize that drama follows the Trump family right now. It just does, and a lot of that's not self-inflicted. Some of it is. But think about this. How many false allegations do they have to endure, and yet Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Jared Kushner all showed up and gave their closed-door deposition testimonies without quibbling. They just did it. and Hunter Biden wants to play these games. But he's Hunter Biden, so he can do it.
Yeah. And you know, so now their press, I'm sure, is going to argue about whether he could or couldn't do that and all. Like, it's not, this is not about whether you could, oh, is that a legal thing? Or it's about, should you do that?
Yeah.
Quit. That's not what we need. Get just, ugh.
No, and I'm going to be honest with you. Hunter Biden is still an anchor. Right now, the issues are anchors around the Biden administration. I mean, the southern border is becoming more and more of an anchor every day. But Hunter Biden, you cannot deny that he's not an anchor to his father's reelection. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that sometime soon, there's probably going to be a expose on something else about Hunter Biden is going to be found, and then put him on suicide watch. Watch out. Did I just say that? I did. I don't wish that on him. Not at all. I don't wish that on anybody. I would not wish that on my worst enemy. But what I'm saying is they need him to go away. Whether he chooses it or someone helps him with it, a la Clinton family, all I'm saying is keep your eyes on Hunter's well-being, because I'm pretty sure he's an anchor right now and they need him out of the way.
Well, and then on top of all that, you know, like you talked about the border. So now our politicians are sitting there dealing with somebody's kid.
Yeah.
Like, how about let's deal with some real issues.
Great point. Nothing like, you know, war in Ukraine, war in Israel. Nothing like Iran about to get a nuclear missile. Nothing like the economy or the energy sector or, heck, I don't know, where's the SecDef been for a week? You know, the nuclear chain of command is broken. We got to deal with friggin' president's kid.
Yeah, it's so unnecessary.
It's really pretty
sick. Where are the adults?
It's pretty sick. It's pretty sick. All right. And by the way, the picture of him sitting there with his lawyers, is he as old as his dad now? I mean, the guy, I guess, you know, the reality is his dad's 81. He's probably in his 60s, wouldn't you think? He looks like he's aged a little more than that. I mean, old boy is...
Well, I'm pretty sure hard drugs tend to put some years on you, right?
On his way out the door, by the way, members of the press were shouting questions because he got up and left in the middle of the hearing. He showed up, sat there, made a scene, got up, left, and on the way out the door, one of the reporters shouted out, Hunter, are you on crack today? And that question obviously went unanswered. All right, there's your breaking news. Hunter Biden throwing a session of the of Congress's oversight committee into chaos by showing up when he wasn't supposed to, and Democrats knew it in advance, took advantage of the opportunity. Let's go to break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back, and I'm going to jump into Dipper number one, illegal displacement. Brace yourselves. It's going to make you mad. We'll be right back.